If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and will heal their land. This is 2 Chronicles 7 and verse 14. The title of this sermon is If My People. Number one, heal their land. 2 Chronicles 7:14a, if my people which are called by my name. Exodus chapter 19 and verse 5. Exodus chapter 19 and verse 5. Now therefore, if you will obey my voice indeed, and keep my covenant, then ye shall be a peculiar treasure unto me above all things, for all the earth is mine. If we are called, hallelujah, by the name, or by his name, we are going to be a peculiar treasure. Deuteronomy chapter 14 and verse 2. Deuteronomy chapter 14 and verse number 2 says, for you are a righteous people unto Yahweh, thy eternal, and Yahweh has chosen thee to be a peculiar people unto himself above all nations that are upon the earth. We are chosen by Yahweh to be a special people. How come we do not act like we have been chosen, and we are part of his family? Deuteronomy chapter 6, Deuteronomy chapter 26 and verse 19. Deuteronomy chapter 26 and verse 19. And to make thee high above all nations, which ye have made in praise and in his name and in honor, that thou mayest be a righteous people unto Yahweh, thy eternal, as he hath spoken. What are we to be unto Yahweh? A righteous people. How do we be righteous people? By following what says the scripture, and follow the Torah and his name. Hallelujah. 1 Samuel 12 and verse 22. 1 Samuel chapter 12 and verse 22. Hallelujah. 1 Samuel 12 and verse 22. For Yahweh will not forsake his people for his great name's sake, because it hath pleased Yahweh to make him his people. Hallelujah. Please Yahweh to be us, his people. Psalms chapter 29 and verse 11. Psalms chapter 29 and verse 11. Yahweh will give strength unto his people. Yahweh will bless his people with peace. He will give shalom peace when we are his people. Psalms 100 and verse 3. Psalms 100 and verse 3. Know ye that Yahweh, he is eternal. It is he that has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. When we are his, and we are the sheep of his pasture, we are exalted above all nations, guided like a little flock. Titus chapter 2 and verse 14. We give him, he who gave himself for us, that we might redeem us from all iniquity, and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. We are peculiar people, and if we are, we are zealous of good works, prepared for service, chosen ones. Deuteronomy chapter 7 and verse 6. Deuteronomy chapter 7 and verse 6. For thou art a righteous people unto Yahweh thy eternal. Yahweh thy eternal has chosen thee to be a special people unto himself, above all people that are upon the face of the earth. We are a righteous people unto Yahweh, and that means we are when we are following him in all his ways. But know that Yahweh have set us apart, that is righteousness for himself. Yahweh will hear when I call unto him. Hallelujah. When we are his children, he will hear us. Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 4. Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 4. According as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be righteous and without blame before him in love. Even before the foundation of the world, hallelujah, he knew who we were going to be a part of his kingdom. And we were not going to be part of his, and was not going to be part of his kingdom. James chapter 2 and verse 5. James chapter 2 and verse 5. Hearken, my beloved brethren, hath not Yahweh chosen the poor of this world, rich in faith, and heirs of the kingdom, which he has promised to them that love him? It is not the rich that he called, but he can call the rich. But it is the poor that he is calling, because they are humble enough to follow him. Chosen. Matthew 24:22. Matthew 24 and verse 22. And except those days should be shortened, hallelujah, there should no flesh be saved, but for the elect's sake, that those days should be shortened. We are his elect, and chosen of him to have the day shortened for our sake. Romans chapter 8 and verse 33. Romans chapter 8 and verse 33. Who shall lay anything to the charge of Yahweh's elect? It is Yahweh that justifies. If we are followers of Yahweh, who can lay anything against us if we are doing the will of Yahweh? James chapter 1 and verse 12. James chapter 1 and verse 12. Blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life which Yahweh hath promised to them that love him. We are blessed when we endure the temptation for his sake. We are promised a crown of life. James chapter 5 and verse 11. Behold, we count them happy which endureth. Ye have heard of the patience of Job, and have seen the end of the Savior, and the Savior is very pitiful and of tender mercy. Hallelujah. We are counted happy when we endure the hardship, the trials, etc., that come our way. 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14b, shall humble himself. Psalms chapter 34 and verse 18. Psalms chapter 34 and verse 18. Yahweh is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and say there's such of a contrite spirit. He is nigh unto them when we have a broken heart, and he will save us. Psalms chapter 51 and verse 7. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Hallelujah! He will not despise them when we have a broken and contrite heart. The four conditions of a believer upon the Hebrews. To humble himself, number one. Two, pray. Three, seek Yahweh's face. Four, turn from their wicked ways. Divine deliverer. 2 Samuel 22 and verse 2. 2 Samuel 22 and verse 2. And he said, Yahweh is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer. Our rock, hallelujah, is Yahweh. Our fortress, hallelujah, is Yahweh. And praise his name, hallelujah, our deliverer is Yahweh. Praise his name. Jeremiah chapter 1 and verse 8. Jeremiah chapter 1 and verse number 8. Be not afraid of their faces, for I am with thee to deliver thee. Thus saith Yahweh. We are not afraid to be afraid of what will happen, because Yahweh will deliver us from it. He is our divine helper. Psalms chapter 28 and verse 7. Yahweh is my strength and my shield and my heart. Trust in him, and I am helped. Therefore my heart greatly rejoices. With my song will I praise him. Yahweh is our strength. He is our shield, and we are going to trust in him. No matter what comes, hallelujah. No matter what goes, hallelujah. We will trust him. Isaiah chapter 41 and verse 10. Isaiah chapter 41 and verse number 10. Fear not, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy eternal. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with thy right hand of my righteousness. We have a helper, and his name is Yahusha. Divine hearness. Psalms chapter 34 and verse 18. Psalms chapter 34 and verse number 18. Yahweh is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit. We are to call upon Yahweh in truth. 2 Chronicles 7:14c and pray. Wholeheartedness. Jeremiah chapter 29 and verse 13. Jeremiah chapter 29 and verse 13. And ye shall seek me and find me when you have searched, hallelujah, for me with all your heart. When we seek him, we find him. Only if we search with our heart. It takes our heart, not brain, to come to the Savior. We need to come to him with heartfelt sorrow, being sorry. And that is how we do it, by praying and praying and praying, hallelujah, faith. Matthew chapter 11 and verse 24. Matthew chapter 11 and verse 24. But I say unto you, that it shall be more tolerable for the land of Sodom in the day of judgment than for thee. The key to all this is, when we pray, we have to believe that we are going to receive what we ask for when we do pray. Or why bother to pray if we are not going to believe? righteousness. James chapter 5 and verse 16. Confess your faults one to another, and pray one for another, that you may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayers of a righteous man availeth much. We are to confess our wrong that we have done one to another, brother or sister, to them so we can be healed. Our fervent prayers availeth much. Obedience. 1 John chapter 2. No, chapter 3. 1 John chapter 3 and verse 22. And whatsoever we ask, we receive of him, because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. If we are going to receive of him, praise his name, we need to keep his commandments and the things that are pleasing in his sight. Hallelujah. That is the only way to get your prayers answered. 2 Chronicles 7:14 and seek my face, seeking Yahweh. Deuteronomy chapter 4 and verse 22. Deuteronomy chapter 4 and verse 29, And therefore ye shall serve no other deities, the work of man's hands, wood, stone, and neither. Well, let me read verse 29, But if from thence thou shalt seek Yahweh thy eternal, thou shalt find him. If thou shalt seek him with all thy heart and with all thy soul, hallelujah. If we seek Yahweh with our whole heart, hallelujah, we shall find him. We can half seek him and half expect to find him, but we have to do it with our whole heart, hallelujah. Psalms chapter 105, Psalms 105 and verse 4. Seek Yahweh and his strength, and seek his face forever. Why are we to seek Yahweh? Because if we do not seek him, we are not going to have him in our lives. Good people are not the ones that are going to be in his kingdom. Those that have accepted him, hallelujah, as their Savior, hallelujah, will be the ones that get into his kingdom. Isaiah chapter 55 and verse 6. Isaiah 55 and verse 6. Seek ye Yahweh while he may be found. Call upon his name while he is near. The time is now to seek Yahweh, not tomorrow, or next week, or next year, but now. And he will rain righteousness upon you. Luke chapter 11 and verse 10. For everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be open. 2 Chronicles 7:14 And turn from their wicked ways. Hallelujah. Isaiah chapter 55 and verse 7. Isaiah chapter 55 and verse 7. Let the wicked forsake his ways, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto Yahweh, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our eternal, for he will abundantly pardon. And now we'll have life. Ezekiel chapter 18 and verse 21. Ezekiel chapter 18 and verse 21. If the wicked will turn from all his sins, and he have committed, hallelujah, and keep all my statutes, and do all that which is lawful and righteous, he shall surely live, he shall not die. Comfort. Matthew chapter 5 and verse 4. Matthew chapter 5 and verse 4. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. 2 Chronicles 7:14 Then will I hear from heaven, blessings upon the Hebrews and all for obedience. Number one, I will hear from heaven. Number two, I will forgive their sins. Three, I will heal their land. Since the Hebrews and all have not met the conditions of this verse and the blessings promised them that have not been completely fulfilled, these things await eternal fulfillment, promised to seekers. Luke chapter 11 and verse 19. Luke chapter 11 and verse 19. And if I by Beelzebub cast out devils, by whom do your sons cast them out? Therefore shall they be your judges. 2 Chronicles 7:14. And I will forgive their sins. Psalms chapter 34 and verse 15. Psalms chapter 34 and verse 15. The eyes of Yahweh upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cry. The hand of Yahweh, praise his name, is not short. He can still save. He is not deaf. He can still hear, so that he hears you when you call on him. Isaiah chapter 65 and verse 24. Isaiah 65 and verse 24. And it shall come to pass that before they call, I will answer, and hallelujah, and where they're yet speaking, I will hear. Before we call, there are times, hallelujah, that he will answer. And when we speak, he will hear, hallelujah. 2 Chronicles 7:14, and will heal their lands. Forgiveness. Who forgive all thine iniquities? Who heal all thy diseases? Did you hear that? Who healeth all our diseases? Not just some of them, but all of them. Hallelujah. Praise his name. We serve a great big Yahweh, and he is there for us. 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all our unrighteousness. Did you see that? If we confess the sins that we have, he will be faithful to forgive us of our sins and will cleanse us from our unrighteousness. Praise his name, hallelujah. What a mighty Yahweh we serve, whom we forgive our sins, whom will be there. Again, we will read 2 Chronicles chapter 7 and verse 14. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, hallelujah, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and will heal their lands, hallelujah. Come away with me, my love. Come away from this mess.